So we're starting our meditation as always by becoming aware of ourselves sitting here right now as best we can on these rather uncomfortable chairs. Sitting in a way that makes sense for us, either with our feet on the floor and our bottom on the chair, or sitting cross-legged on the chair, or sitting cross-legged on the floor. Having a posture that enables us to be awake and fully present here in this moment. Maybe starting off by noticing the points of contact the body has with the floor and the chair. And our hands in a comfortable position. Maybe resting on each other, or maybe resting on our knees, whichever works, whichever feels the best. As best we can, keeping our head upright and our chin level with the knees. This allows us to be alert and aware of what's going on. And once we become tuned in to our body sitting here, our attention naturally moves towards our breathing. And we can notice the rhythm of our breathing right here, right now. Noticing its pattern. And from where in the body we are most tuned in to that sense of breathing. Which is always a matter of personal choice. And if we're still feeling a little bit scattered after a busy day, it's quite helpful to take three deep breaths, starting at the belly, moving to the ribs, and then finally the chest, and then releasing slowly, chest, ribs, belly. taking three deep breaths gives us a sense of groundedness. And brings us firmly into the present moment. And once the sense of our pattern of breathing is established, we can let the awareness of that fade slightly into the background and become aware of our body, sitting here breathing. Just noticing what we notice about how the body is right now. Maybe we notice parts of our body that sort of ache a little bit, feel a bit tired. And that in this stage of the meditation practice, all we're doing is noticing these things and holding them as best we can in a spacious awareness. And if for any chance our mind might decide to go for a little wander, gently noticing that that's what's happened, and bringing the mind back to an awareness of the breath and the body sitting here. Now allowing the sense of the body to slightly fade into the background as we turn our attention to any sounds that might be around. Maybe noticing how different the soundscape is to when we practiced this 20 minutes or so ago. Now allowing the attention to let the awareness of the sounds fade into the background, bringing the attention back to the body sitting here breathing. Allowing any thoughts that might be present in the mind to make themselves known. And maybe like the sounds that we've been paying attention to, the thoughts might come and go in the same way. And we can watch the thoughts go by in one of several ways. Thoughts can be like clouds passing across a clear blue sky. The sky is always there, the clouds are just passing through. Thoughts could be seen as leaves floating on a stream past where you are standing on the bank. Leaves come and go. Or they might be actors coming in one side of the stage and leaving the other side of the stage. Or they might be projected on a cinema screen, like a movie. The images come and go in the same way. One of these images may be helpful for you to allow thoughts to pass through the mind. Sometimes thoughts are a little bit sticky, so naming them can be quite helpful, as we did just before we started the exercise. Remembering, planning, reminiscing, problem solving. And sometimes labeling a thought allows that to pass through the mind very gently and very easily. If the thought is a little bit sticky and still stays, as best we can, we're turning our attention to what feelings might be beneath that thought. If a thought is something like, I wish I hadn't said that, maybe the feeling underneath is one of sadness or regret or guilt. Whatever the feeling or emotion beneath the thought, we're doing as best we can to maybe turn towards it, as we've done in previous practices, and seeing if that feeling, thought combination has bodily sensations associated with it. And as we did last week, we're inviting our attention to turn towards those bodily sensations as best we can. noting where the sensations are felt strongest in the body. Knowing that if things are too much, we can always return to paying attention to our breath as our resource and anchor in the present moment. If we're staying with the feelings and sensations in the body, we're noticing the quality of what that experience of that body sensation is like. Whether or not the sensation is a constant one, or whether or not it changes, ebbs and flows maybe. And maybe that allows us to let the sensations be as they are, in an open and spacious awareness. And now guiding the attention gently back to the body sitting here breathing. Allowing the sense of the body to fall into the background and the attention to be upon the breath, coming in and going out. Noticing any changes that might have taken place during the course of this practice, if any. Allowing ourselves to rest in the presence of our bodies sitting here breathing.